San Francisco schools have a problem. With just over a week left before kids return to the classroom, the district doesn't have enough teachers to teach them. Specifically, they're short dozens of special needs teachers and assistants. Those are the people who teach students with learning differences, emotional difficulties, or other challenges, like autism. And it's not just a local problem. Last year, 49 out of our 50 states reported a shortfall in special ed professionals. So San Francisco has decided to do something it's never done before: offer signing bonuses. $4,000 for qualified applicants. KLW's Ben Trefney met up with SFUSD Human Resources Chief Monica Vasquez to talk about short and long-term solutions to the teacher shortage. And a note to our audience, KLW's license is held by SFUSD, where Ben's wife is a teacher.
For the past few years, it seems, and you would know better than I would, it seems like there's been a teacher shortfall that you guys have dealt with at the beginning of the year that you have to scramble and fix. Why is that?
So we are in the midst of a teacher shortage, both in California and nationally. And a lot of that can be attributed to when we were in a recession. So when we were in a recession, we were laying off teachers every year. And that sent a signal to young people who were going into choosing what profession they were going to pursue. They thought, there's not a lot of stability in teaching. I'm not going to pursue that. And so what we've seen now is a huge drop in the number of young people enrolling in teacher preparation programs. What we're starting to look at in San Francisco Unified is how do we actually get more folks to go into the teaching profession? So looking at our internal pipelines, looking at partnering with our institutes of higher education, so San Francisco State, University of San Francisco, like how do we get the folks who maybe haven't thought about going into teaching to consider going into teaching?
And you have worked at the state level, and so you've seen this beyond San Francisco. How does San Francisco compare as far as these teacher shortfalls, just for some context?
We're right up there with the other large urbans like Sacramento and Oakland and Los Angeles Unified, and they're all going through a teacher shortage right now, and everyone is kind of trying to be innovative. And I know I heard an idea for special ed recruiting that I thought was a really good one that's actually tapping our existing special ed teachers, and if they refer somebody, that teacher, the referring teacher, actually gets some sort of dollar amount bonus. And then if that teacher or the person that they actually refer gets hired and stays for a certain amount of time, they get a little bit more money.
That's something I think Netflix does too. This
right?
is a very tech idea.
Refer a friend, right?
So I was looking at a study from 2014 by the National Council on Teacher Quality, and it found that when you adjust for cost of living, San Francisco teachers' pays ranked 123rd out of 125 districts around the country. So I'm wondering, what is San Francisco doing to make teaching a more sustainable profession, especially here, which has the highest rent in the nation by far?
Yes, we're absolutely an expensive city. There's no question about that. Our average salary, while it may not be enough, and we should pay teachers a lot more, the average salary in San Francisco Unified right now is $66,487. Dollars, and we pay about $26,000 in benefits. So the cost to the district per teacher is about $92,000. Some of the big efforts that we've done is collaborate with the city of San Francisco, so the mayor's office, as well as the teachers union, to really think about what are some solutions to housing for our educators. And so I know later this week I'll be meeting with Home Ownership SF, and they've been working. They're a nonprofit in this city that really works at educating its constituents, which are basically the people that live in San Francisco, around not just home ownership, but also rental applications. How do you create a good rental application? How do you make yourself desirable to a potential landlord? And so they are looking to really partner with us to do clinics, educational clinics for our educators. They met with the teachers union last week, and we're meeting with them later this week. And then also, I think this, we have a housing task force right now made up of the city of San Francisco, the teachers union, and San Francisco Unified, where we're looking at a multi-pronged approach, not just the assistance or subsidies, but also thinking about actual development, brick and mortar buildings, and how many units can be set aside for educators and those sorts of things. And that's, of course, long term, but we're looking at both short term and long term. How can we help with the housing situation for our educators? Because we do know that this is an expensive city to live in.
How about just giving more money? Is that possible?
That is collectively bargained, right? So compensation in terms of salary is collectively bargained. So that's something that we would have to negotiate at the bargaining table.
Would it make sense to preemptively offer more money to teachers in San Francisco rather than waiting for negotiation with the union?
Unfortunately, we can't do that without negotiating with the teachers union. So when you're in a collectively bargained environment, compensation, fringe benefits, all of that is negotiated. And even, for example, the bonus that we came up with, we had to negotiate that and write a side letter with our teachers union to make that a reality.